Hello there, this is Adam Carver recording this audio boo on Monday the 17th of October, and I want to entitle this boo Demand and Supply. When I was 18, I moved to Newcastle to study economics at the university there, probably just because I liked it and I was reasonably competent at it, although I can't remember much of what I learned now. But one of the basic principles for economics and for understanding markets and trade and pricing is a principle of demand and supply. Now, essentially, demand is how much of an item customers want at a particular price. And generally, the lower the price, the greater the demand for that item. Supply is determined by how many items a company is willing to produce at any given price. And generally, the greater the price, the more they are willing to produce. And the theory is that somewhere in the middle is an equilibrium. There is a price that buyers are prepared to buy at and sellers are prepared to sell at, and that price sets a market in a very simplistic theory. But what's my first year economics degree course material got to do with real life, and in particular with the kingdom of God? Well, I've been contemplating recently on the whole issue of demand and supply in the kingdom. Perhaps you could look at it like this and say that we are the consumers, we are the buyers, and God is the supplier. Perhaps God, of course, is unlike any other supplier, though, because He has already done everything necessary to give us everything we need before we even wanted it or demanded it. Every other supplier would do market research to make sure what they were going to make was what people wanted. And God, of course, did lots of market research in the sense that He created us and made us, but then He sent His Son Jesus to die on a cross that we might experience the life He intended right back at the beginning. But He did all that knowing, in one sense, that there would be people who would not want what He was offering. But regardless of that, regardless of the numbers that chose said yes and the numbers that said no, He did everything that was necessary to make everything available to us to live this life as we were built to live it. Perhaps we could use imagery from a retail shop to understand this idea of demand and supply in the kingdom. Perhaps God's already created all sorts of delights. Perhaps it's a beautiful bakery with chocolate eclairs and strawberry tarts and beautiful fresh bread, the smell of it emanating from the shop. But God doesn't just come out from behind the counter and simply drop the goodies into our lap. Rather, we must create a demand for it. We must ask. I believe God has already done everything, but we have to ask for it. We have to take it. We have to pull it down, as it were, from heaven onto the earth. James 4:2 says that we don't have because we don't ask. And there's an intriguing scenario in Luke's Gospel in chapter 18 and verse 40 to 42 when Jesus comes alongside a man who is blind. And it's obvious because he's blind, because he's begging, and he's already cried out to Jesus. So Jesus comes, and Jesus has the power, He has the solution to meet the man's need. But Jesus does not instantly say, "You're well." Instead, He starts with a question. He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" He needs, it's almost like Jesus is requiring, "Look, I can see you're blind, and I know that I can heal you. I can give you your sight back, because I've got that power within me. But I need you to create a demand on me. I need you to desire it. I need you to want it. I need you to express that to me." So the man says, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Jesus immediately says to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." I wonder what the man would have got if he'd have said something different. If he'd have asked Jesus for a couple of pennies, maybe that's all Jesus would have given him. If he'd have asked Jesus for just one eye to be healed, maybe he'd have just got one eye to be healed. I'm not sure. But what I am certain of is that when we come to Jesus, He has already done everything and it's already there waiting. A lot of the time it's just for us to walk in it. But I think we need to be people who are asking, people who are receiving, people who are receiving what has already been done for us. Thanking God that He's got our best at heart, thanking Him for our good health, thanking Him for His prosperity, thanking Him for His provision. This morning, let's place a demand on everything God's done that we might receive it. I don't want to be someday about whom James could say, "I don't have because I don't ask." I want to be a person who does have because I do ask, when I know that I have the Lord and King of heaven who has it all at His disposal to release it to me. God bless. Bye-bye.